This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Noah Hiles, who covers the Buccos for the Post-Gazette, he has been all over O'Neill Cruz trade speculation, now the national media getting in on the act. Noah, A, thank you for joining us today, and B, what's the latest that you're hearing about O'Neill Cruz?
No major updates on anything that I reported so far, just that a lot of teams are interested. The Pirates aren't necessarily huge on the idea of moving him, but are in a position where they pretty much have to listen in on phone calls about any player, not named Paul Skeens. So they're listening, and it seems like one of the teams interested is the New York Yankees. That's been confirmed by a lot of other people as well. And it makes sense. I mean, and I guess my brain always kind of wanders off to, like, how would the Yankees even use him? I've heard maybe like it could be like as an infielder, maybe that's their goal, similar to what they did with Jazz last year. They're maybe looking to get him over at third base. But again, I don't think any of that's going to happen. I don't think I would be shocked if O'Neill Cruz was playing for another team come August 1st.
Noah, maybe I'm adding 2 + 2 and getting 5 here. But if Paul Skeens is the only guy that they're truly not listening to offers on, is it weird that I think Ben Charrington's going to be back next year? Or again, am I adding 2 + 2 and getting 5?
I don't know. I mean, my stance on this, and it's been like this from the very beginning, is if you're not going to fire him, you have to let him do the job the way he would do the job if he had job security, right? I don't think Ben feels comfortable in his position right now. I think this seat is hot, but you have to approach this trade deadline, if you're Ben Charrington, like you're going about it to do the best job possible for the present and future of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And because if a guy knows, hey, I'm getting fired at the end of the year, they're going to behave totally different when it comes to making these deals. Or if you handcuff them and don't let them do anything, I think that that's also counterproductive because they have a lot of assets that are never going to be more valuable than they are right now. So they made the decision to keep him in May when they fired their manager. And because of that, you have to let this guy run the trade deadline the way he would, as if he were going to be the GM for the next 3-4 years. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but that's how they have to approach it. Otherwise, he should not be your general manager.
With you on that, Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show, as always, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One of those assets that might never be more of a hot commodity than right now is Mitch Keller. So you said you'd be shocked if O'Neill Cruz winds up in a different uniform before this deadline. Is it the opposite with Keller?
I don't know if shocked. Maybe I'd be surprised I feel like that's a step down from shocked, right?
Sure.
But yeah. I think it's very likely that Mitch gets moved. When you just take everything into account, how else are they going to get bats, right? I mean, aside from the obvious answer of just going out and spending money, but we know how that goes. So I think you look at a guy like Mitch Keller, this is a player that has an opportunity where if you move him, you can have 2 to 3 starters in next year's opening day lineup because of that move. Ideally, you get 1 to 2 hitters for him in the trade, and then you have more money to spend in the offseason. And there's not one player on this team, again, aside from Paul Skenes, where if I could point to you and say, hey, if they trade him, they will have 3 starters on opening day because of it next year. If there's any player that you can say about on this team, you have to do it because they need a better 1 through 9. So that's just the harsh reality with Mitch. It's unfortunate that this might be the end because, you know, you look at his tenure here, he upheld every part of his side of the bargain.
Absolutely.
Right? He got better. He bought in to what they were doing and signed an extension. He was a leader. He was an all-star. He was a company man. I mean, there were a lot of times I'm sure Mitch would have liked to say some things to us, but when he was 1-10 and had every opportunity to trash the Pirates, he didn't. He's done everything that you could have asked him to do. And in the end, it's like the book, The Giving Tree. This is his final contribution to the Pirates. He's going to go to another team so the offense can get better.
Yes or no, The Giving Tree makes you cry every time.
Not every time. It makes my parents cry because it makes them think about how they used to read it to me when I was little.
When I read it to my kids who are little, I cry.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Noah Hiles with us from the Post-Gazette. Look, I don't trust Ben Cherington to make good trades. If he did get 1 to 2 hitters and he would clear up that money to spend with Mitch Keller, I do think that would be a good move. Could a deal like that save his job if those two hitters are plug and play right away and those two hitters play well?
I think so. I mean, I think if they go into 2026, if this season ends and there's a reason to expect that they're going to be better, like if they make good moves at the deadline and then Bubba Chandler comes up and he looks like he's going to be better than Mitch Keller, right? You could convince yourself, okay, like, hey, like they actually made themselves better. They have some money to spend in the offseason. There's a chance. And if that's the case, then I think Ben's back. Now, if they go into this deadline and don't get any great deals done, or if the deals don't have really good immediate returns and they finish this season struggling and lose a whole bunch of games on the road and finish with only like 65 wins, I don't know how you bring him back. So, but I do think, like I've said all along, the second half performance is going to largely dictate Ben's future with this team. And that second half performance is going to be heavily impacted with how they approach this deadline.
All right, we're going to play a quick game here. You've probably played it 8 million times in the last 2 weeks or so. I'm going to name a player. You tell me if they get moved or not, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Caleb Ferguson.
Yes.
Andrew Heaney.
Yes.
IKF.
Yes.
Those were the easy ones. Dennis Santana.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, David Bednar.
Yes.
Are you a fan of Arrested Development?
I've seen the show.
Yeah, this would be a fire sale then. You've got him trading Ferguson, Heaney, IKF, Santana, yeah. Bednar. How about Key Brian Hayes?
No, I think they want to move him. I think he gets moved this offseason.
Brian Reynolds.
No.
O'Neal Cruz, you're saying no.
No.
Mitch Keller, you're saying yes.
Yeah.
Is there anybody I'm leaving out? Bailey Falter.
Tommy Pham.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Pham. See ya, right?
I'm going to miss him.
You're going to miss Pham?
Yeah.
Have you liked talking to him? Because he seems kind of out there. And he once slapped a guy over fantasy football. I mean, is he a friendly guy to talk to and approach in the clubhouse?
He's interesting. I think there were a lot more Tommy Pham's back in like the 70s and the 80s. And then baseball kind of got really sanitized in the last 20, 30 years, where I think it coincided with social media and it became taboo to kind of be not boring.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Pham is anything but boring. I'll say that. So I think he is a throwback to what existed in every clubhouse not long ago.
I'm thinking around the team now, and I think we've probably hit on everyone. Will they trade a big-time prospect?
No. Although, like, I wouldn't be shocked if they – I mean, shocked at maybe, but I could see a world where they do something similar to, like, what they did with Quinn Priester last year. If they did that with like a Burroughs or an Ashcraft, if they could get the hitting equivalent of that, I haven't heard any rumors of that, by the way, but like, I just think that would make a lot of sense where if they're not thrilled with the idea of trading Mitch, or if they wanted to keep their bullpen help and just say, all right, well, we can go find another Andrew Heaney in free agency next year for $5 million. Let's move like a Burroughs after he showed that he can be a big league starter and they can get a similar hitting prospect in exchange, I think that could make sense.
All right, we've run out of time, so I need a quick answer on this, and I'm sorry to do it to you. When Heaney gets moved, do you think Bubba Chandler comes up, takes a spot in the rotation? He pitched well last night.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, very good. Noah, this was thorough. This was wonderful. We appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you maybe a few times next week. Big week.
Yep. All right. I'll talk to you guys then.
All right. Thank you, buddy. That is the great Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. He's been all over the O'Neal Cruz thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.